Mushi Kitano Baka ni Yakuza? Live action Dead Rising in the works. X Japan's poised to wage a campaign of rock in the Midwest. All right, the second helping of Bat Manga in this week's Friday Ace. Welcome to this first episode of Friday Ace. I'm your navigator, Mike Dent. You probably remember me from that other podcast, R5 Central. Well, that's on hiatus right now, and this is a completely new bag entirely. Here's how this works. You give me roughly 10 to 15 minutes tops, and I'll give you all of this week's happenings in Japanese pop culture, or at least the bits you should probably know about, and that you probably would have been able to keep up with without this, had you not felt the need to contend with that whole life thing that everyone's into these days. In this episode, and pretty much everyone after it, you'll be getting a news recap, which is coming up next, a look at the top three music singles in Japan, and some points of interest that you might want to check out. So sit back, relax, fire up those spreadsheets, and watch out for that homeless guy that's eyeing you from the back of the bus. It's time for our news recap, which I like to call the highlight reel. Sweet mother of mystery, Stan Lee and Studio Bones' Hero Man anime is finally coming out! Climbing out of the pit of oblivion where the likes of Duke Nukem Forever reside, Square Enix announced this week that Hero Man will be set to premiere on TV Tokyo this April. Why is this such a big deal? You see, this series, which is a blending of the talents of Marvel mastermind Stan Lee and the animation studio Bones, best known for their work on Eureka 7 and Fullmetal Alchemist, was originally supposed to come out in 2007. Now, it's not like the project has totally died. The manga tie-in for Hero Man actually started in Shonen Gangan last August. But what has to wonder the ultimate question? Will this be any good, especially in light of the 3 years of development time? Time can only tell, as the human journey begins this April. Oh no, wait, that's the tagline first. Moving on! Since we've got live-action adaptations of Tekken and King of Fighters on the way, it's only natural that we get one for Dead Rising, right? Wait, what? According to Tokyograph, Capcom's producing a live-action film that's based on Dead Rising 2, entitled, get this, Zombrex Dead Rising Sun. At least that's the official English title. The producer of both Dead Rising games, Keiji Irafune, is directing, with Digital Frontier, the studio behind the 3D graphics in films like Kite Liberator and Resident Evil Degeneration, also lending a hand. Zombrex is slated to hit both the web and Xbox's streaming video service later this year, probably tying into the release of Dead Rising 2. In the meantime, you can check out the rather grotesque and very not safe for work teaser trailer in the show notes for this episode. Make sure to watch it after you've had lunch. Hello there, Dragon Ball fans. Are you enjoying those Dragon Box DVD sets that are coming out right now? Are you worried that you might not have enough money to get the remaining sets? Unfortunately, for those saving your money up, I got bad news. You might have to just give your wallet, like everything in it, credit cards and everything, to Funimation now, because they've just announced that they've gotten their hands on Dragon Ball Kai. Cliff Notes recap for the uninitiated. Kai is essentially Dragon Ball Z's special edition, boasting a newly recorded soundtrack, improved picture, and re-edits to make it closer to the original manga. While there is no official word yet on things, according to Daizenshu EX, Walmart is listing the first DVD and Blu-ray for a May 10th release. All I can hope for right now is that we don't end up with something akin to the Japanese release plan for Kai, and that we're paying $50 per disc with only 3 episodes on it. Come on, Funimation, be cool with this one. Fangirls, sit down for this one. X Japan is headed for Lollapalooza this summer. Revealed at the Grammys via band member Yoshiki, the legendary J-Rock group will be headed to the equally coveted music festival in Chicago from August 6th to 8th. Aside from the possibility of the band playing the Grand Park main stage, no further details have come to light just yet. Alas, if I only had a spare arm and a leg to give away for tickets, because I'm sure that's how much they're going to cost. ICVT reports that Chip Kidd's book, Bat Manga, may in fact be getting a second volume. Published in 2008, Bat Manga, The Secret History of Batman in Japan, is a collection of a good chunk of the 1960s Japanese Batman comics drawn by Jiro Kawada, best known for his work on Ape-Man, and photos of all sorts of Japanese Batman memorabilia. According to Kidd via ICVT2, it won't be for a while, but I've gotten a verbal nod from everyone involved to do it, and I found a lot more really cool stuff. Might I add that this is actually my fifth attempt to say this particular bit of news, because I keep foaming at the mouth at the prospect of yet another Bat Manga book. Because the first one was just so well done, and it was really cool and really interesting that you probably couldn't... Lastly, the list of nominees for the 2010 Academy Awards went up this week. Unfortunately for Miyazaki fans everywhere, Ponyo didn't make the Best Animated Film category. However, meanwhile, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen is up for an Academy Award. Can someone please explain to me how the hell that happened? And now for the tangent of the week. The one news bit that doesn't fall into our usual spectrum of Japanese pop culture, but it is related and good all the same and must be shouted from the highest mountaintop. So this week's tangent, Jackie Chan. A lot of you out there are probably wondering why he keeps doing all these American movies that aren't up to his usual caliber, like last year's The Spy Next Door. I'd venture to guess it's because of the money. Because as of late, almost immediately after he comes out with an American film, Jackie goes back to his homeland, Hong Kong, and unleashes something that's actually ridiculously good to compensate. Such was the case with Shinjuku Incident, which has no real action to speak of, but it has Jackie in a dramatic lead role that's a polar opposite from his usual heroic types. News of a US release of Shinjuku Incident came out of the blue this week, slated to come out, well, today, February 5th. But in select theaters in California and Hawaii. However, as Ultraman once put it, do not cry, children, for Sony has reassured us that the film will hit DVD and Blu-ray soon after. Regardless of the format, make sure you do see this movie. Because if you don't, then my legs are going to be broken. All right, the reel's run out. Let's move it on to our music segment. Five in tune. Instead of boring you with a full top 10 list, and because I'm an evil tease when it comes down to it, things will work like this. I'm going to give you the top 3 Japanese music singles from this past week's Oricon ranking, one single that deserves your attention, and the one release you probably should have gotten this week. Also, pearl of wisdom, folks. If you like what you hear, just go out and buy it, alright? There are plenty of options to choose from in that regard, so no asking me where I download stuff, okay? Not that I do. Do I? This week's top 3 from the Oricon single ranking for the week of February 1st, 2010. Number 3. Always by Mika Nakashima. Number 2. Can We Go Back? By Kumi Koda. And number 1. Gloria by Yui. Normally, I would just give you one song that you should really care about out of this whole single ranking, but seeing as how this is our first episode out, I'm gonna make it something of an exception. So, this week, the songs that you should really care about are, first off, Tabisale Wakodo, Fairlife featuring Akihito Okano from Porno Graffiti, and the second, Kimi ga inai mirai, like do as infinity. On the release that you probably should have bought this week, Bless by Larkon CL. That's it for this first ever installment of 5 in Tune. Only this time it's 6 in Tune. It's our little secret, okay? Why am I whispering? We're entering the home stretch. It's time for the watch list. Here for you now are a couple of things that came out this week that may actually pique your interest. First off, the trailer for Outrage, Takashi Kitano's epic return to the Yakuza genre, which made him famous, with enough rolled R's to make you think you're facing a firing squad. To celebrate the release of Gundam Unicorn, Anime News Network is streaming episodes of Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam. Starting this week and running until April 22nd, you can watch the entire 52-episode series. If you've wanted to see the show but couldn't find the DVDs, now's your chance. Lastly, this isn't so much a thing you should watch, rather it's something you should do. Giant Robot Magazine, one of the finest Asian-American pop culture and art magazines in the U.S., needs your help. For more information on what you can do to support them or for general info, go to www.giantrobot.com/donate. Do yourself a favor and track down the latest issue. I can guarantee you it will be worth the trouble. And with the conclusion of this installment of the watch list, that's it for this week's Friday Ace. Thanks for listening, guys and gals. If you like what you hear and you want to send me questions or feedback, or even tips for stories down the road, email me at fridayace@gmail.com. We'll hopefully be getting up RSS feed for episodes soon enough, for use with iTunes or whatever your favorite podcatching client is. But in the meantime, if you want to keep up and you're Twitter savvy, head on over to the official Otaku USA Magazine Twitter over at twitter.com/otaku_USA. Tell them I sent ya. Until the next, I'm Mike Dent, and this is the most annoying gaijin mascot ever.
Naruhodo. Naruhodo.
Mr. Naruhodo Compact, 269万円 から.
See you next days. Friday Ace, the podcast edition, was published under a Creative Commons 3.0 share-alike non-commercial license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.